Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kirsten Hamilton, and I am currently a sophomore here at HBU. My major is biochemistry / molecular biology, and I also have a minor in psychology. I plan on taking the pre-med route, hopefully to become an obstetrician gynecologist. So the reason why I chose HBU was because I came from a 6A division high school, and roughly it was about 800 in our class. So I'm not used to big classes. I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to big classes. And I wanted a school where everything was small and I could get in contact with those professors without having so many students in the classroom. And I came to HBU for a senior Saturday and I fell in love. I mainly fell in love with the chapel first because it was so gorgeous when I came in and I was just like, oh my gosh, I actually love the chapel. And I got a tour here and I was just like, this is it. I told my mom, I was like, we need to put a deposit down today, ASAP. And she's like laughing. She's like, okay, if you think so. And I have been here since last year. I'm a first gen. My siblings all went through the armed forces. So I am the first one out of everyone to actually just go straight into college. So that is about me.
And we are proud of you. Wow.
Thank you.
6A, so where are you from?
I'm from Beaumont, Texas.
Beaumont, Texas.
Yes,
good. And first gen, your family's got to be really excited to watch you just take this route through the university, huh?
Yes, sir. My mom, she's always telling me, like, just be prepared, you know, because I don't have anyone to actually look up to when it comes to college. So it's a little bit confusing and it's a lot of pressure on me because I'm trying to make sure I do the right thing and not overload myself because I know high school is completely different from college. And I was in a bunch of organizations in high school and I tried to do everything I could my freshman year and I was like overloading myself and I was like, oh crap, like I can't do all of this. Like I have to pick and choose what I want to do here. So I'm taking it step by step still. It's a lot of things that I'm still having to learn as a first gen, but so far I am doing good.
And you've chosen an academic career that's pretty challenging.
Yes, sir.
I mean, give me that combination again.
Biochemistry / molecular biology with a minor in psychology.
Wow. I know what you're doing after class, a few hours of homework every day.
Yes, sir. Right now I take organic chemistry, so I'm constantly studying for it.
What are your teachers like?
I love my teachers. They're very understanding here. That was another thing when I was picking a college was understanding professors, because I know sometimes professors do not understand students, especially during COVID. And that was like my biggest concern. I didn't want them to overload me. And I'm just like, hey, you know, COVID is out here. You know, I'm still trying. I came in with masks. So it's like, I'm still trying like to learn everything. But ever since I got to HBU, they have been very understanding. The work is challenging. Yes. But as long as you put your mind to it, it's very easy to understand.
Now, I want to talk for a minute because you, Kirsten, you participated in a research project with the College of Science and Engineering. And can you tell us what that project was?
Yes. So it's called Beaker X. I did it my last semester. And basically, it's where we extracted DNA from certain plants like onions, the magnolia plants. It was like plants from outside Houston. And we extracted the DNA and we tried to do genome sequencing where we can try to find like the AATG. It's kind of hard to explain it to non-science majors.
To dummies like me.
It's kind of hard to explain it, but we were just trying to extract the genome and do the sequencing and everything, which is pretty awesome.
Very cool. And you're a RAMP fellow for the 2021-2022 year. What's that?
So RAMP is a research project, again, is with MD Anderson this time, though. So in the summer, you work with MD for 6 weeks. I actually want to do that because I plan on starting my own research projects once I get out of college and I can get like some backbones and everything and get it figured out to where I need to do it. So I'm trying to get into everything that'll help me cultivate my answers and how to do research projects on my own.
How did you get so motivated?
My mom. So the reason why I'm actually going into the medical field is because my mom, she was like very sick with me. So she had to have a hysterectomy and everything. And in high school, we had to write about, like, who inspires you? And I was just like, you know, my mom did. And I was also a part of the medical magnet program in high school. So that was from freshman year all the way to senior year. And I did clinical rotations, and I fell in love with labor and delivery. It was either that or it was surgery. So I fell in love with labor and delivery more. And ever since then, I have been stuck with labor and delivery.
And so, and you want to be a, what's your?
OBGYN.
OBGYN. Yeah, you know, that that's a really super calling. I mean, wow. I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you.
I can just sense the excitement and the joy in you. And I can only just imagine the great career you're going to have. Now, tell us about College of Science and Engineering. What's it been like over there?
So for me, it's been pretty exciting because with COSI, you have a lot of opportunities, especially here at HBU. It's never a day that you don't have an opportunity. They're like constantly sending emails like, hey, you should check this out. And then there's me. Oh, I should apply for it because, again, I didn't have anyone to look up to. So it's like I'm always applying to each and everything. Even if I don't feel like I'm qualified, you just never know here at HBU. You can apply and you can get it. And you just be like, wow, you know, I didn't think I would get it. That's how much they are dedicated to letting everyone have that experience. So in me, I like to just apply for everything. I try to join every organization that COSI has because I know it's going to benefit me in the long run. I'm just trying to choose the right ones as of right now so I'm not overloading myself. But COSI has given me so many opportunities, and for that, I'm thankful for it.
And what about what special faculty really do you have an affinity with?
Dr. O'Hara.
Dr. She's Meredith cool.
I love that. She's my advisor.
Big leader.
Yes. And I'm always having meetings with her. And every time I come in a meeting, she's like, hey, there's this coming out. You should apply for it. I think you'll be a great candidate. And I'm like, yeah, I think so too. Thank you for allowing me to know. Because sometimes I get so hectic with work that I don't read the emails that they send. So it's like when I have those meetings and she tells me, it's like, okay, let me put it on the calendar so I know when it comes out and when I need to actually apply for it. I know last year she had this woman come from MD to teach us coding, and I went and I fell in love with it too. And I was just like, well, maybe I want to do coding. And it was just like, but Dr. Meredith O'Hara, that's the one person.
Now, as you know, there's a lot of students that, you know, they prospect different universities and, and you know, sometimes they think, well, I'll just go to UT or go to one of the big schools. I want you to look in that camera and tell a prospective student why you think they ought to make HBU the choice.
Great. So I actually graduated number 3 out of my class. So I had the opportunity of going pretty much anywhere that I wanted to. I was accepted into over 60 schools. So it was a big decision for me to pick HBU. My first choice was Texas A&M, but it was because I came from a 6A school. So I was trying to just keep it going with the big universities. And I remember, I was just like, you know, I'm not gonna have that same connection with the professors because it's a bigger class. I'm not gonna be able to connect well with the students, especially because I came in during COVID. So coming to HBU, the professors knew my name and they may not have said it correctly, but it was like, thank you for at least trying. Like, you at least knew it started with a K. Thank you. And they are so quick to help you. Anytime that you don't understand, they're like quick and they're on it. Like, they're always responding to the emails. I feel like if I would have went to Texas A&M, I probably wouldn't have got that same treatment. I probably wouldn't have, they wouldn't even know my name. And that would have made me like really sad because I'm like, I'm in your class like every day and you don't even know my name. So at HBU, that's why I feel like people should choose HBU because you have that closer connection to those professors. And it's just like a loving campus. It's so small, like everyone knows everyone here. And we're nice. Like, we like to help out. The TAs are nice, the professors are nice, the students here are nice. And that's why I say we should choose HBU, or they should choose HBU, since I'm already here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you are a winner, young lady. You are going to win super in your life, I can tell it. Now, I want to go back to your mom. Tell me why you love your mom as much as you do.
Because, I lost my father in the 3rd grade.
Wow.
So I've always been stuck with my mom and my sister. So she's always been like the toughest person to me. To have to take care of 2 children, well, us two. My brothers were from my dad, so she's taking care of us, you know, and working on top of that, making sure that we had everything. And for me, like, that's an inspiration because for you to do all of that and then, like, try to make sure you stay sane for your children, not to go crazy, because I know that's a lot of work, that's a lot of pressure. That's an inspiration for me. And when she told me like how she had to get a hysterectomy, because she was actually sick with the flu when she was pregnant with me. So I was premature. I was born 3 months ahead of time. I was supposed to be born in December, but I was born in September because there was a chance she would have passed away if she tried to carry to term. So that was like pretty strong for me that now she can't have children. Like I was the last one because now she can't have them. So I'm just like, you're like a strong person. I know that would like break anyone, especially me. That would break my heart knowing that I couldn't have any more children and everything. So she's like an inspiration to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, my dad was challenging to me too, and it really helped me grow. Mm-hmm. And so I totally identify with your story. You know, Kirsten, you are a bright light, and we want you to keep on keeping on. We're so glad you're at HBU.
Thank you.
And it's going to be so exciting to watch you in the days ahead and in the future. I mean, it's going to be really, really exciting. HBU has students that are points of light, like you've just heard. And you know, in a dark world, these are young people that are world changers. They make the difference. It's why HBU has a potential home for you. You can check out more at hbu.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211, our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad. And of course, we have students now in 32 states. We're only 8 states away from an HBU student in all 50 states. They connect with us through hbuonline.com. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be a student at HBU. Special gratitude to the men and women who've given sacrificially. There was a day when Southwest Freeway didn't even go beyond Fondren. It terminated. This was a bunch of farmland. And yesterday I had lunch with a man 102 years of age. I looked at him and said, "You look like you could run a triathlon." His name was Stuart Morris. And he is thriving at 102 years of age. He, along with other founding fathers, stood in this pasture ground and personally signed financial guarantees to loans for a future dream called Houston Baptist College, that now is Houston Baptist University. Sacrificial giving made this dream happen, and you can participate through hbu.edu/giving. Thank you for remembering HBU with the view of young people like Kirsten that are going to go change the world. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
I really like your personality.
Thank you.
You're a bright light. Keep on shining.
Yes, sir.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.